This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. So brand new. Yesterday, Dan Quinn, head coach of the Washington Commanders, started the season 1-0 with a 21-6 win over the New York Giants. Now today, he gets ready for a short week in the Green Bay Packers. Here is the Commanders head coach addressing the media.
Really ready, and it wasn't too big. That was really cool to see.
Nikki?
Going back to Debo, his touchdown where you got literally three, four guys all blocking in use and even Laremy Tunsil down the field. I mean, what did you see from that? And you know, how did you think those guys did in blocking?
Yeah, I would definitely want Laremy being my bodyguard, you know, way out front onto that play. You know, you saw Biadic out. I think it might have been Bill out in front. But that's the type of things that, you know, can – make difficult to defend, because defending the wide parts of the field, Nikki, as well as down the field shots, that's what makes, you know, defending an offense difficult when it's, you know, laterally and, you know, down the field. So to be able to get the edge, there's some certain things you got to do. I think it was a good, you know, down block by Bates, I'm sure, to, you know, pin the defensive end, you know, inside. So having the different schemes, and he just has a unique way about him. And we have a couple players that have some uniqueness to them. I thought, you know, Eckler has some of that uniqueness when he gets the ball and can make things happen, but it was very cool to see that.
And then with Debo on the kick returns, I know that's part of who he is and what he's done for a long time. As a coach, when you're, you know, seeing him try to hurdle guys on kick returns and knowing how valuable he is on offense, is there ever any like, oh gosh, please don't, please don't?
I try not, I wouldn't put him in if I felt like that would be the case, because I do know it's some game breaking plays, but if we can be the best at that, then I think that's, you know, a really big opt to do it. It's definitely different than it was, you know, just 2 years ago. They're closer, it's different. It's a more effective way, I think, with the kick and the kick returns. We're still learning it and growing, but I do feel like he's the type of person that can be a game breaker at it.
Tom?
Thanks, Dan. Shifting focus to Green Bay, I wanted to ask first about Micah. What was your reaction to that trade?
I was surprised that he was traded. And I had an absolute blast coaching him. So he, you know, brings out the mad scientist in you to see, all right, what if he was here and how would you feature him? And what about over here? He was a player that could learn, you know, things really quickly. But I was surprised, you know, that he went, you know, outside the division, I would say.
And what is the toughest thing about preparing for him, especially on a short week?
Speed. You know, like he's, you know, in Dallas, he was one of our fastest players. So that's the hardest thing to simulate, you know, for an offensive tackle, the first couple, two or three steps. It's not at a speed that's you can simulate in a practice rep. So that would be like early on. I think there's been some rushes that he could surprise some people if you haven't faced him, knowing that he can really jump off the ball.
Liam.
Hey, Coach. Just curious, after watching the film, what did you see from those penalties on Sunday, and how do you go about cleaning those up on a short week?
Yeah, you want to show them all, Liam, first off. The ones that are physical and look at it, like, for instance, like a roughing, can we, lower our hands so that wouldn't happen? Those ones, you just coach your way through. The ones that are the pre-snap ones, we had an aligned offsides on offense. We had a false start. I do like when I see people come back, and show resilience. For instance, Austin had a, an offsides and came back to make an epic conversion. Zach had an offsides, came back to make a good touchdown catch. So I don't like them, Liam. And I show them to, to try to coach us out of them, especially the pre-snap ones. But I do like seeing resilience for people, even if it's a, a drop pass. I thought Jalen Lane kind of showed that as well. There's a drop and he came back to make a conversion later. Those are things I'm looking for in the game as well. But for sure, to have to be lapped in penalties 2-1, not what we're looking for, man.
Thanks, Coach.
Scott.
Good afternoon, Dan. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Obviously, a lot of the players were happy about the win, but in the same breath, some of the players weren't really happy with the overall performance, with the penalties and some missed opportunities. What does that tell you about that group collectively, of maybe the standard, the expectation is kind of moved a little bit?
I'd say, man, this is a really, close and connected team. And so, yeah, they have, really high standards from within the locker room of how we want to go perform. There's going to be mistakes, Scott, especially early in the season. It's how quickly can you get back to being right? And you want to continue to build on that to go. So I expected some mistakes. I expected some of that to happen, a missed tackle or a foul. But we want to eliminate them, man. That's, you're not going to play the perfect game. So I did like where, hey, you fought back and go. I hated the way we finished the half where we didn't get points. I love the way we finished the game, in a winning time moment to, take all the, air out of the clock. And that was a big deal for us. So in most games, there's things you want to do better and do differently. It's nice to have a game under our belt. Hey, these are the lessons. How are we going to grow from them? And we like doing that and talking about them as well.
So a short week here. What's the message to the team? And also, in terms of, this Packers game, just the approach and the mentality, knowing, yes, it's a short week, but it's also early in the season where the bumps and bruises on a short week may be more magnified middle of the season, late in the season.
Yeah, we really have a plan for how we want to go after the, the games, whether it's short or long or night or day and all of those. So as far as the speed, you don't see a lot of that in practice this week, Scott, with the quick turnaround. So you try to manage, that on the early days, and you start building it up as you get closer to the game. But we did have some time before we began our Giants prep to begin on Green Bay. We didn't do any of that with the players, so that'll be their first exposure today. In their mind, today is like a Wednesday, tomorrow's like a Thursday, and the next day is like a Friday. So we just speed up the learning for them. But there's a process to go through. We know what it looks like, how to get there, and now it's time to go put it into effect.
Thanks, Coach.
Candy?
Hey, Coach. I have a question for two of your players, one on offense and one on defense. You already mentioned Tyler Biadasz, so I want to get your thoughts on his performance yesterday, and then Dietrich Wise.
Sure. Yeah, I thought from a line of scrimmage standpoint, this was going to be the game, Candy. We would really have to test and push and see where we could go. And so Tyler probably has not the hardest matchup. It's a hard matchup in a different way. They've got guys that can fly and really rush outside. But Dexter provides a whole nother challenge just because he's got strength. He's got quickness to go. And so that'll call on you to really, play well. But I thought Ty led the whole thing in front, the calls, the movements to go. And then on the other side with Wise, I thought he made a really good first impression as a commander. He's tough, man. He's square. He's strong. All the things that we saw in practice. But the play that probably sticks out to me the most was on down in the red zone. There was a quick throw out to Neighbors. Quan came up to make a tackle. He didn't get it, but you really saw Wise just hauling ass out of the, the stack and making a tackle. That's finishing. That's effort. So that was like my favorite play for him from the game.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ben?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Dan, I was just wondering, what did you think of in review the end of the first half sequence from when you guys called the last time out to what happened on the last play where Jaden gets called for the penalty?
Yeah, so in that space on the first one, we want to make sure when we're getting close, you can get two plays off for sure. And then as it gets closer between a third down and a first down, what we would prefer to do in that scenario is to go clock it. And then if you have a first down, do it quickly. And if it goes into where it's going to be, you know, a third down play, you can do it a little more slowly, knowing that's going to be the last play of the half. So we just missed it, Ben. And it was a bummer for us to leave 3 points there. You know, we've worked some scenarios similar to that one, but not that exact one. But yeah, we just missed it, man. And that falls on me of not having the guys ready to go execute at that spot.
And just what do you think of Terry playing, you know, obviously after missing all that time? And was Chris more elevated in part because you weren't maybe sure what Terry or Noah would be able to do in terms of reps?
Yeah, we had a plan for what we would do with them. And knowing that Terry, you know, was able to do more than Noah was going into it. So that was part of the reasoning with Chris. But it was good to see Terry look, you know, comfortable and back in his, you know, normal routine. And he was about as close to full as you can get. And so it was really cool to see him back into it. We didn't get to hit it on the big one, which I thought would have just lit the place on fire, you know, to have an 80-yarder, but we didn't hit it. And I thought we were just off on a couple of plays that, you know, we could have broke some and we didn't. So we got work to do.
Donna?
Hey, Coach. Looking at the back end of the defense, your quarterback room and your safeties, they look like they were stingy. They weren't giving up anything. What did you see from those guys?
I like it. Stingy. That is exactly how I felt. I knew we would be challenged. The quarterback, Russ, is just fantastic at throwing deep ball. So we knew that's part of, you know, going against them, that, and especially with, you know, Neighbors and Robinson, who've got real speed to get outside, Slayton as well. So that was going to be the challenge. And so I was pleased to see him battle and go for it. I know we had one foul, I believe with Trey on one, like those ones, we'll coach our way through, Donna, as we're going to learn. But I was pleased to see them. I thought there was a really good tackle also by Will that, you know, like really square and made a third and one or a third down and two, and the team ended up winning the next play. So that tackle that was, you know, like just there wasn't any yards after the contact. I thought just a really good tackling demonstration. So, you know, in our first time all together, I thought the tackling was on point. I thought the DBs and the corners specifically really took to the challenge of what was going to happen on the outside.
And looking at the whole game and preparing for Green Bay, what would you say was the things that you say, man, we really got this right in moving on to Green Bay?
Yeah, I would say down in the low red zone, I thought that we got that right defensively. And I liked our physicality, you know, knowing that we really wanted Donna to attack our line of scrimmage. We've put a lot of work into that spot on both sides. So I thought in the run game on both sides, in our first time at it, we hit a lot of the marks that we wanted to. And I think we'll continue to grow in that area. Each opponent's a little bit different, but I was pleased to see on both sides on the line of scrimmage in the run game, how we would go about it.
Thanks.
Mitch?
Coach, after watching the film a little bit, what was your impression of Josh Connerly out there? And as you get ready for a guy like Micah, how can you take what he learned in week one to week two?
Yeah, there's definitely things that you can, you know, pull, Mitch, when you're going from like first time to the next one to go. And it's kind of why you see, like, honestly, the rookies like grow fast, because they're able to apply the lessons from one to the next. And Josh is pretty fortunate, man, to see like him on the sideline, and in between series, he's visiting with Wiley. And, you know, so you're just, you know, not backing off of the brotherhood to him to help him in any way. And then as you get into the next opponent, you know, you look, you study, you watch it, and then that's how you just keep reloading it. So he's learning the process, really, even as we're going through, like, how do you go about preparing for a game? You know, like the difference between like watching film and studying film. You hear coaches say, hey, watch the film. Like, what the hell does that mean? It's what are you looking for specifically? You know, what's the thing that the tell? What are you trying to find? What can you measure against it? And so learning how to do those things, Mitch, that helps, because you're finding out what a player's strengths is and you know yours, and then try like hell to not put yourself in a spot that allows him to, you know, use his strengths against you. And as an offensive lineman or any player in that spot, you don't want to fight any fair fights. You want to make sure you have the right leverage, the right techniques, and to beat that player. So it's really important.
You mentioned Micah's speed being pretty unique, but having an opportunity to start with Brian Burns and work with Vaughn and practice, you know, guys who are quick, how much does that help him? And is that something that can get better from week one to week two when it's such a short week?
Yeah, you can get better. For sure you can. And it does matter. Like, Burns is an excellent rusher. And, you know, we see, like you said, Vaughn here in practice. And all those reps, they just count, man. You just keep putting it into the whole thing. And then that's where, like, the experience comes. That's also life in the NFL as a tackle, you know, like the matchups, the people. And so you grow, you fight. And you know what? He got beat some, too. And that's part of growing and learning. And, all right, he blocked really well a lot of times too. There was some excellent protection, and then there's times, you know, you get beat and that happens, and then you get back up, you go do it again. And, you know, kind of pointing to the resilience piece of people at that spot, you know, that's really important too.
Voice test, last one.
Hey coach, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, it's for the win. It was a good win. I just wanted to ask you, the defense played a heck of a game. And perhaps they didn't get the sack number total that probably the fans expected, but they put a lot of pressure. And I was looking at one of the stats, and it said that the team was able to pressure the opposing quarterback more times than any game last season. What does that say about this defense, and how do you feel about that performance and after week one?
Yeah, I would say, like, we wanted to make sure that, you know, the line of scrimmage, we could play tough, we could play square. There's lots of things that we're going to work on and continue to. In the run game was first and foremost to make sure, could we play square? Could we play strong? Could we make sure that part was happening? And then we'll keep improving as it goes. York's been somebody that's been able to run it. And with Russ, he's got mobility. We weren't pleased that he was able to scramble a few times, you know, for the first downs, but we were pleased with the aggressive nature that the guys played with. But, yeah, there's plenty we can dig in on, and, that's what we'll do.
All right. Thanks, coach.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, coach.
Commander's head coach Dan Quinn talking there. Micah Parsons clearly going to get a lot of attention Thursday night.
Yes, he will.
One dude that I think will help a lot with Micah Parsons. And players like that, they're going to make plays. But John Bates is going to be critically important, especially with a rookie and Josh Connerly on a short week. Don't sleep on John Bates' importance against the Green Bay Packers. What I can tell you, football season is finally here, and if you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Bet with legal sports books only. Know the odds, stick to a budget, and keep your cool. The result of a bet is not a reason to jump on social media and criticize an athlete or a coach. Don't be that guy. It's lame. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud, responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.